You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today I am joined by Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra violinist Siobhan Clough and the head of the BSO's participation, Lucy Warren. And these two wonderful people are here today because of BSO Resound, the world's first professional disabled-led ensemble as a core part of a major symphony orchestra, is to give a world-first performance at the Lighthouse in Poole on the 17th of June. So thank you both so much for joining me. It's wonderful to have you here. So the first professional-led ensemble embedded within a major symphony orchestra. One, why is it the first? And two, where did it come from? How did this idea come about?
Hi, Ellie. It's a great question. It is. You're right that it's the first ensemble to be embedded within a symphony orchestra. There are, of course, other disabled-led ensembles across the country. There's the Parrot Orchestra, and there's RNS Moves as well. But specifically, BSO Resound came about as a result of the Changemakers Programme, which was an initiative by the Arts Council about 4 years ago. And as a result of that, it was reported that whilst 20% of the UK population are disabled, less than 5% of the Arts Council England's workforce are disabled, and so there was a call therefore of how we can make a change. And so since then we've had BSO Resound as an ensemble performing in all sorts of contexts, and of course being a role model for a future generation of disabled musicians.
And the performance celebrates the journey towards independence for the disabled community from sort of the 1960s onwards. Siobhan, would you be able to tell us a little bit about the performance itself and what we can expect in sort of the music and what that means?
Yeah, so the concert's going to be a mix of both old music and new music. So there's a new commission written by Shirley Thompson. It's great, and it really does kind of reflect a journey. I think we all agree in BSO Resound that you really get a sense of a starting point, a journey, and an end. And it's great to kind of look back on the last 60 years and see how much has been achieved, where we are, and what we're doing, but also looking forward to a kind of much more hopefully brighter, positive post-COVID world where there's just so much more opportunities for disabled musicians available.
That's it, isn't it? You know, you look at the past, and we have come so far, especially since something like sometime like the 1960s, but there is so much to push forward to, and especially, like you say, coming out of COVID, people are really worried that disabled rights and funding for certain disabled organisations and things like that is going to be cut. So it's really important to sort of think forward and make sure that we don't let it slip.
Completely. And I think the positivity that comes from new commissions allows you to really kind of reflect on that, and not only feel a story from an ensemble point of view, but individually being able to relate and see not only where we've come in this last year, you know, as a disabled individual, we've all had our struggles as a result of COVID. So being able to reflect on a journey and look at what we all want to achieve moving forward is really positive and very exciting, I think.
Absolutely it is. Now, this isn't the first time that BSO Resound has been sort of a spearhead for change in the world of music. In 2019, a six-piece chamber group won the Royal Philharmonic Society's Impact Award for improving opportunities for disabled musicians. And this might sound like a silly question, Lucy, but why is this something that's so close to the BSO's heart?
Oh, it's a great question. Well, inclusion and reaching as many people as we can is absolutely through and through part of the way that BSO works. So the programme that I lead, Participate, we do all sorts of work across the region with a real diversity of audiences. And as part of the Changemakers programme that I spoke about, we had a sort of like a three-pronged approach, I suppose, across the organisation, in which we were really looking at how we can become more inclusive. So that included the formation of BSO Resound, as well as a training placement for conductor James Rose, who is our founding conductor. And we also had a whole series of organisational change activities that really embedded the social model of disability at the core of how we operate. So it's sort of set within a context of a continued journey of inclusion for the orchestra and for the organisation.
I'm just wondering how much you're looking forward to getting back out and performing, Siobhan, and actually, you know, playing your music in front of an audience.
It's so exciting. I think this is actually going to be our first kind of live concert back, and we're so excited. It's been well over a year now of being isolated and not being able to kind of work with other musicians, and to be able to do that and positively work towards something, it's just an amazing feeling, and it's so nice being able to be back in an actual room with each other playing together.
And I'm sure that the audience are very much looking forward to it as well. And on that note, where, if somebody's listening and they want to find out more about you, or maybe get tickets, or just learn a little bit more about BSO Resound, where should they go to get information and possibly get some tickets, if there's any left?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, bsolive.com, and there are tickets. So this concert, very excitingly, as you say, will have an in-person audience, which is, oh, it is just thrilling. But it's also available as a live stream. So yeah, tickets are available for both of those via our website. And on there, there's lots of information as well about the programme and about more about BSO Resound as well, of course.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And the BSO Resound performance is at the Lighthouse in Poole on Thursday the 17th of June at 7 p.m. And you can also catch it on the live stream. The commission of the new work, Emanation by Shirley J. Thompson, was supported by Allianz Music Insurance. Thank you all so much again for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.